All right, all right, all right. The marathon continues. What a performance, Steve and Johnny, huh? Come in here, it's like 17,000 people. They still left some top hats, some blower thingies. There's 17,000 pizzas in the green room down here, Roger Badish.
I already had some earlier.
There you go. I bet you did.
Yes, sir. A little pepperoni.
Well, Happy New Year, everybody. Happy, happy. 2017 is here. This is real. I left this radio station this afternoon at 7 o'clock. I ended up shockingly having one friend who wanted to go to dinner with me. Had a little last meal of 2016. And then I tucked myself in at 9 p.m., baby. Woke up, 12:30, it was the new year. Looking at my phone, people texted me. This is the first time in my life that that's ever happened. Is that sad?
What?
What do you mean, getting people to text you?
No, I mean, literally, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, which is right now, I am single man. I'm a guy that should be doing something on a New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, well, you're working.
Yeah, I'm working.
So?
But, like, I don't know, maybe I should have powered through. Maybe I should have been there for the moment. Did I miss the moment? Was there a moment? Did anybody have a moment?
I mean, there was a moment at midnight when I was watching The Office, and it hit a really funny part at midnight, but that's pretty much it.
That's a good moment, though. That is a moment. Did anybody have a moment tonight? I'd like to hear about the moments. 312-981-7200. I got a lot that I want to do on this show.
A lot? How much?
I just kind of left it out there. I think it's important, team, as we move into 2017, I like to get deep in the feels right now. As we move into 2017, right, first thing we got to do, which we've been doing a little bit on this radio station, but I think the first thing we have to do is look back and just encapsulate what did happen in the last year. I don't care about what's going on in the world. I don't care about celebrities. I don't care about anything. I want to know what happened to you. I want you to look in the mirror and say, what did I do in 2016? What did I like? What did I not like? Where can I be better? Where do I want to go? It's all about visioning right now. I think you got to have a little vision for 2017. I think it's time to create something. Like, get an idea of celebrate your victories, 2016. Figure out where you came up short. Don't beat yourself up about it, but at least look at it, and then make a plan. Let's make a plan. Let's get her going. Let's have the best year that we've ever had. Things that we can't control, sickness, all that type of stuff, out of your control, can't worry about it, irrelevant. You'll deal with it if it happens, like the strong human that you are. That's what we do in the old human race here. Bad things happen. We grieve. We move forward. Only choice, as bad as it is, right? So that stuff's out of your control. In your control, what do you want to have happen? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to be better? And I know that it's 2:09 in the morning, but I feel like right now is a moment in time where we can just kind of sit back, relax, have a moment, and make a plan. Badish, I see you very pensive up there. Am I hitting a note with you?
I'm listening to you. I'm actually listening to you.
Well, thank you.
And
I think.
Well, and I always do.
I know, but it's weird. Like, because whenever I look up at you, you don't look like you look right now. Like, you're actually in there. You're actually thinking about it, which is cool.
Yeah.
So for myself, right? Mm-hmm. Let's talk about me, and we can talk about you. 312-981-7200. I'd love to hear people's success stories from 2016. I'd love to hear what you did well. What you're proud of.
And don't just say, I survived.
I want you to name
we need some specifics, positives.
Yeah, name something real. Name something you're proud of. I love hearing that stuff. 312-981-7200. And if you want to do that, then you can name where you're going. I think it's important to say it. I think it's important to write it down. I think it's important to look in the mirror and give yourself that moment like, hey, man, this is real. I am looking at me.
And people set goals.
Right.
I'm not talking resolution. Goals, long-term goals. So what did you do this past year, 2016, to help you achieve those long-term goals?
Right. Right. What did you do? What didn't you do? How did you, the stuff that where you came up short, how did you create that? Because I guarantee you, you did. I guarantee you I did. How could you have been a better teammate? How could you have been better to yourself? How could you have been better to your family?
To the world.
To the world. To people that matter to you.
Yeah.
I'm going to need a legal pad for this. I'm really running out of space. I've been writing down all these questions to ask myself, and I don't know where.
Well, Tom, introduce yourself. I've never worked with you before. Yeah. How many shifts have you done here?
Oh, man. Maybe a little bit over a handful here, and that's not an exact amount. But I started about a month ago.
So who are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Tom Hush.
Where'd you come from?
Originally?
Yes.
Crystal Lake, Illinois.
Okay.
Nice Northwest. And came here to go to school at Loyola University. Love the radio, stuck with it, and here I am.
And how old are you?
23.
You're 23 years old.
I know. I look about 45.
You don't look 23.
No.
I wasn't going to say 45, but you definitely don't look 23.
What's your guess? What was your original guess?
I would have said 32, something
32?
Like that.
32, okay. Life has been hard.
Has it?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have been complaining about this past year. I think I had a pretty good year, all things considered. I mean,
me
I'm
too.
Right here.
Me too. When When I look at what I've done this year, I'm proud of this year. I worked my living tail off, took every opportunity that came my way, so I'm proud of that. I'm proud I've worked a ton on myself, more than I ever have, so that was a significant commitment of scariness and all sorts of stuff going on.
Well, what made you?
Desperation.
For what, though? Did you see how old you were
yes.
You made the decision, holy Christ,
yes.
I've got less time ahead of me than I got behind me.
Well, I didn't look at it quite like that
because
I'm 43. I plan on living to like 98, so I still think I'm on the first half.
Right, but you're 43.
But I'm right there. That's right. I'm right in the middle. Now or never.
So you started to reevaluate things.
Yes. Quit playing around. Not that I was really necessarily playing around per se, but I was more looking at, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of a long-term relationship, career, where am I going?
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff, it's always in your face. You know, my family's getting older. What does that look like? Lots of stuff going on.
Sure.
And, I mean, for me, if I talk about myself, you know, I was kind of the survive, not thrive guy. Like, what's next? How do I survive? How can I make it through the day? How can I make just enough money? How can I do just enough to XYZ, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense?
Right.
Well,
sure.
enough with that for me. That's where I got to.
You were just trying to get by day, but now you've got more long-term, bigger plans.
Right. Where can I go? Where I want to go? How do I get there? Let's go.
Yeah.
Enough playing around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big step in. At least it was for me.
What was the moment that you knew that you wanted to bear down, as it were? Was it just some point at this year you looked at yourself and said, this is what needs to happen?
Well, to be honest, it's really been going on for 2 years now. For me, I think that, like, I had a double moment. It's really the combo. It was, we had turmoil in the career, didn't really know where that was going to go. And then we had turmoil in the personal life. Didn't really know where that was going to go. So that made me go into, okay, let's figure out what I've done, where I'm at, and let me get some support around me to build this to where I want to go. And then having people around me who actually did that type of stuff and would build vision, like, it's like, okay, all right. And I mean, like, if we're really talking into it, I need, like everybody else, I would say, but I need people around me for accountability. I'm not just good enough being accountable to myself. I got to have some people who are going to throw the gauntlet down. Did you do that? Did you do what you said you were going to do? I need that stuff. I do. Some people they can put it down in their calendar, and if it's there, they're always going to get it. All their important stuff, they're going to have it. That ain't me. I need somebody to crack the whip every now and then. I do it for myself plenty, but I still need some of that around me. And I think you need to surround yourself. You're beautiful out there on the street. I like your little dance in 2017. There you go. Happy New Year. I love being here on New Year's Eve, by the way, or New Year's Day, whatever you would call it. It's cool. There's a million people out here. Well, how was this Chicago Rising thing, Badish? Did you pay attention?
Well, I was up here when it happened, but from all intents and purposes, from the way Steve and Johnny and everyone described it down there. It went off without a hitch. Very successful. They said it was better than last year.
All right.
So, yeah, it seems like people got their money's worth, even though it was free.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, money's free for me. Yeah. So, rewinding back, I don't know why I just lost my train
That's
of thought
all right.
there.
About making yourself better and what you went through
right.
that kind of forced this you?
Well, everybody's on their journey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, every single one of us is on the journey of life, let's put it, and it's a matter of how you're going to engage in it.
Mm-hmm.
And
in other words,
there's no judgment either.
Right.
Like you can, if you're not trying to be the president of the United States or play in the NBA or be a CEO of a corporation and you're good in your corner of the world, living your dream, doing your thing, that's awesome. If it's comfortable for you. I do think that a huge part of people getting the most out of themselves, life, the whole thing is to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Get uncomfortable, so to speak, to get comfortable. You gotta break free of the bubble. Break free of your bubble, man. Do things that are like that was another big one too.
What? You got out of your comfort zone?
Well, it's like your relationship with fear, if you will, Roger.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm scared to do that. I'm scared to call that girl.
Right.
I'm scared to call that boss or potential boss. I'm scared to step into whatever activity.
Mm-hmm. That you've never tried before.
Right.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you get that fear, it's like, oh, no. And you just stop yourself dead in the track not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Come up with a zillion reasons why not to do it. But if you get to the point where you're like, oh, my God, I'm scared. Well, that actually sort of means I'm excited. That actually probably means that's exactly where I should go.
Follow the fear.
If you actually lived your life following the fear, and I'm not telling you to go out there and run in traffic or, you know, jump off every tall building or bungee jump, you know, but in general, within reason, you get what I'm talking about. If you follow your fear, that's a tremendous guider. Tremendous. Nothing will help you more, in my humble opinion, than listening to your inner self when that stuff's going on. Oh, my God, that's exactly where I should be going. That's exactly what I need to do. And by the way, do it now, which is why. Hang on a second here.
Oh, here we go.
Where's my list? Organizations,
ooh,
one of them.
You made a list.
I got a list, Badish.
Woo.
Here, let's take a quick time out. I'll find this list. Happy New Year, everybody. What'd you do? Where you going? Let's make a plan for 2017. I'm Mark Carmen. It's 720 WGN. Badish, what are you wearing?
I got a hat on.
Oh, you got a hat on.
Yeah.
It was a weird angle. You looked like you were like Darth Vader up
down
there.
And stuff.
Hey, 312-981-7200, where are we going in 2017, celebrating 2016? Let's make a plan. Let's have an overnight 2 to 5 a.m. Let's make a plan and let's celebrate this 1 year from now. In fact, we can have check-in meetings. Hit me up on Facebook. I'll friend you.
Write it down so that we can, you know, revisit this.
Yes, let's have a revisiting.
All right.
Here, 815 texting, and I love this one. I've turned my life around. I got a DUI, so seriously, drive safe tonight, people. Yes. If you have been drinking, like literally, if you've been drinking and you're behind the wheel right now, go and pull over. There is a gazillion police officers out there. And by the way, you might hurt someone, so forget about just the DUI and get in a cab. It ain't worth it, man. Ain't worth it. Stay safe. As he continues here, I almost lost everything. I have a couple of I am a couple of months sober. Never felt better. I'm proud that I'm growing as a person, learning from the past, starting the new year fresh with the love of my life. Congratulations, sir.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
I mean, that's what you hope to hear in coming into this new year.
Right.
Just stories of hope.
Right. No one's perfect. We all make mistakes. Not that we, you know, I'm not going to celebrate you getting a DUI, but. A lot of people have been in that boat, man. That doesn't mean that you don't keep going forward and learning. And sounds awesome. Sounds like you're on a nice path. 815, I got my EMT license, fell in love, learned to love myself. Bam. Bam, 815. Gotta love yourself before you love anyone else. We know that. It's very important. Let's get on my soapbox here. Cookie texting in Carm. In 2016, I created a high school 40 reunion Facebook page, including 165 people for a reunion in 2017. Cool people. Now straight light, some singles like me. From Jay. It says your name's Cookie, Jay. I don't know why it says that. Maybe that's your nickname. Regardless, that's awesome. More connection, more people around you, people that matter to you. Facebook does a lot of bad things as far as sucking the time out of your life. Yeah. Speaking to myself right now.
And me.
And apparently, I'm sure you and lots of others, Roger. We all know.
You know how much I'm on Facebook.
Right.
Way too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it does give you the ability to connect, sometimes in a fake way. But here, what you're doing is actually creating a reunion where people are going to be face-to-face, and you can have a moment in time for everybody to enjoy. That's awesome. So good job there, Jay/Cookie. 312-981-7200. My buddy Seth Marks is supposed to be here.
Did you give him a wake-up call?
I did. He's I think he's having a good New Year's.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he said he would be a little bit late.
All right.
Which is cool. It's all right. Whatever you want to do with your life.
I know I'm a poor substitute.
No.
But
you know. No such thing. I know that we've had, judging by my Twitter, at the Carm, please follow me. You follow me. I follow you back.
Yeah.
I mention you on the air. Your life's better. I have more followers. I feel better about myself. I judge people by the amount of Twitter followers they have. Is that wrong? Maybe that's something I should resolve to do, not in 2017, judge you by Twitter. I hit 7,300.
Well, but you're a public figure. So that just that you're justified in that. If you were a private individual who, you know, was never on TV, never did any, you worked 9 to 5, you clocked in, you clocked out, you were very private. If you did that on Twitter, something would be wrong. But you're a public figure. It's expected of you.
Right. I need to be more active on Twitter. Let's write that down.
In a positive way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sure, positive ways is good. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump on in here. I'd love to hear what you did well in 2016, a victory. And I'd love to hear where you're going in 2017. I'd love you to name it. I'd love to wish you a happy new year. That's what I'd like to do.
Yeah.
630 texting in, I was fired from a job I held for 16 years in 2016. I'm sorry to hear that. That sucks. Yeah. Getting fired is brutal. Been there, done that, know the pain. But you will go on. You will find the next opportunity. My advice on that is to figure out what you want to do and go for it. I don't care how old you are. Financial obligations, you got to make money alongside. Sometimes you're going to have to double that up depending on what you want to do. But hopefully you don't. Hopefully you can just go right for what it is and start making some dough that way. It's the best thing I can tell you on and the 630 asking me, are you hiring? Nope. No, I am not. I like to be able to hire sometime, maybe have my own business. I don't know what that business would be, but
I actually, in between jobs, I had a business for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was my own public relations agency. And I actually got to the point where I had more clients than I could handle by myself. And I should have hired additional help. But at that point in time, things career-wise changed. And I left the public relations agency and went into teaching.
Regrets or no?
No. Oh, gosh, no.
Okay.
No,
well, it sounds like you were doing good there, Raj.
It was meant to happen. It was meant to happen.
Okay. All right. Fair. I know you love teaching.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, let's get Steve in here, 312-981-7200. Says on the board here, Steve, you went 4 years without social media. Is that true?
Yeah, 4 years today.
How come?
Because I started getting annoyed of pictures of people's cats and political. And plus, everybody I know shows me their little iPhones and stuff. So I can't avoid it. So I just don't. I either call people, text them, or write.
So you were like, this is ruining my life. It's making me unhappy. I am getting off social media. Would you say that your life is better now?
No, because it still annoys me when people just stick a phone in my face when I'm trying to just sit and watch a ball game.
Okay, hold on a second here, Steve. Let's get to the bottom of this. Are you a Cubs or Sox fan?
I'm a Sox fan.
So you go to what is now Guaranteed Rate Field, and you watch White Sox games, and people just come up and stick their...
Garfield Park, yeah.
Okay, and people just come up to you, and they stick their phone in your face? Does that really happen?
No, if I'm with my buddies.
Okay.
And they'll get something that new on Facebook, and...
So if I'm understanding you, you're annoyed that when you go out with people, they're not even with you, they're with their phone.
Yep.
Do you call them on it?
Oh, yeah. I got friends that come over and they'll start to show me pictures. I said, I invited you here to play cards, not...
Right. So, okay. This is my recommendation here, Steve. You say... All right, I'm going to indulge you in your phone and your pictures for the next 5 minutes. And then the rest of the time, I'm going to be hanging with you. I want to be with you, my buddy. Well, how do you think that looks? Do you like that vision?
Yeah, but I don't. I don't need all that technology when I'm going to see it regardless.
I see. Do you have email?
I have it available, but I spend most of my time clearing it.
Yeah. How old are you, Steve?
53.
50. Well, you're a young man.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a freelance artist.
Okay.
That's where I spend most of my computer time, but I don't need... If I want to worry about how somebody's doing, I give them a call.
Hey, man. We need balance with this. I don't know. You're all the way tipping over to the nothing, no technology. I think we need to incorporate it a little bit more here, Steve. But I smell what you're cooking,
no,
man.
I did it for so long. I've been on the internet since it was called the Information Superhighway.
Yeah, yeah.
And just got bored with it.
Right. Hey, man, I hear you. I appreciate what you're doing. Where can I find this art?
S-Ring 19 at Comcast.net.
Okay. All right. There you S-Ring 19 at Comcast.net. What kind of stuff are you making over there, Steve? I could use an upgrade in my apartment, I got to tell you.
No. I can't say on the air. It's,
okay.
You'll see.
Okay. Okay. Fair enough.
A commercial artist, right? Is that what you said?
Graphic.
A graphic artist? So yeah. You probably work freelance for different companies and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Steve, Happy New Year, man.
All right, you too.
Thank you for calling. 312-981-7200. A lot of people feel that way. And then a lot of us are addicted. Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone? Where's my phone?
My wife hates it.
She does?
Yeah, does not. Told me to take her off Facebook. She does not like texting. She wants to call. She still sends cards and letters. She has trouble with emails.
I couldn't believe it. I got a card from a friend of mine who is my age in the mail wishing me a Happy New Year.
There you go.
No one in my realm of friends slash, like, I have married friends who send me pictures of them with their kids and the whole thing, and that's cool and that's normal. Mm-hmm. None of my single friends are sending cards. This dude took the time to buy a card to the Carm, Happy New Year, Cubs suck, mailed it to me.
Cubs suck.
I'm like, you know.
He didn't want you to be able to delete that,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, I took a picture of it when I got it and sent him. I'm like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Not only did I not send you a card, I didn't even think about sending anyone a card. Like, that's actually super nice. Maybe I need to send more cards.
I used to when I worked for a couple of other companies before I started teaching. And we used to get a company phone list, mailing list every year. And I would send cards out to all of them, all my relatives. Just everybody got a holiday card from us, from both of us, my wife and myself. But I took care of it.
Good job, Roger.
I need to get back to that.
Well, okay. There you go. There's a vision.
Yeah.
A little more card writing.
Yeah.
You can send me a New Year's card. Not that you have to.
It'll be a little late, but...
No, I'm talking about all the way next year.
Oh, okay. All right.
1 year from now.
Yeah.
And then we can celebrate it.
You got it.
Thanks, Roger. All right, let's get into your news.
Okay.
2:35, a little bit late, but that's okay, because Happy New Year to you. WGN, good morning. Happy New Year. It's 2017. You made it. You survived. This is going to be the best year of your life. I'm Mark Harmon. You have to make it so. But that's my vision. That's my hope for you. This is your year. Anybody that listens to this program at this very moment in time, you have every opportunity to make this the best year of your life, whatever that looks like. That's what we're hoping for. I got 21 ways to make your life infinitely better in 2017. You ready? 21 ways.
Go.
312-981-7200. You can add on to the 21. How to make your life better. Number one, actually say no to going out when you just want to stay in. The word no is a key word.
Yeah.
It's a very, 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 very important word. It's only two letters, N and an O, but it's got a lot of weight, a lot of power. Can you do something that you don't want to do that's not good for you, but it will help me? No. No, I will not.
A lot of people call that selfish.
Sure. There's guilt and shame and all sorts of things when mm-hmm. you use the word no. But sometimes, not only are you saying no is best for you, it's also best for that person. No. Do it yourself. Learn something.
Yeah, you don't want to be an enabler some people.
Right? No. I wish people told me no more. No.
Well, next time you ask me something, I'll just say no.
Can you...
No.
No. Won't do it. Not going to happen.
312-981-7200. Things to do to make your life better in 2017. No. No. Let's see. What would I say no to that I said yes to in the last whatever? How about on a very simple to myself? Will you run that red light? No. I'm not giving the city any more money. Damn it. That's not really what I mean, but you get the point.
Mm-hmm.
Use that word no more. It's important. Number two. Read more, but stop reading a book as soon as you realize it's boring. A lot of books out there. I think it's important to sit down, exercise the mind, so to speak, get the old words flowing, not just staring at a television, staring at your Twitter, staring at your Facebook. Sit there, read something, and hey, man, if you don't like it, get something else. There's a million things out there. Find something that you enjoy, sit down. I don't know, a half hour a week? How about 30 minutes a week for some reading?
Well, isn't that how long they tell you to exercise every day if you want to, you know, stay healthy and
right.
start losing weight? It takes as little as 30 minutes a day to do some type of exercise.
You got to exercise your mind too, right?
That's right.
Got to keep that thing moving. Keep that thing moving. What do they say? We use like 10% of our brains.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably at like 3%.
Ooh.
Got to use more of this thing. Sit down. Exercise the back corners of this cranium.
And reading Facebook and Twitter is not reading a book.
No, it's not.
Oh, here's another one.
To
exercise the brain?
Yeah.
Crossword puzzles.
Ooh, that's a good one.
The little, like, oh, I found this word. No. Like New York Times, Chicago Tribune, crossword puzzles. Ones that you got to go, ooh, what is that word? And you got to go look it up and everything.
Right. If your head hurts, that's a good sign.
There you go.
Get some head hurting going
mm-hmm.
on. There's no scientific proof of that, but I believe that.
No pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain. Or if there is some pain, you're getting some gain. How about that? Hey, okay. Catherine, welcome to 720 WGN. Happy New Year. Catherine?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning, yes. Catherine.
Good morning. I just wanted to add two things to your list.
Okay.
Peacefulness and positivity.
Peacefulness and positivity. What does that look like to you, Catherine?
To me, Well, I have suffered from some depression in the past, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to put that behind me. And either just because yesterday was no doesn't mean tomorrow can't be yes.
All right.
And I'm really, really going to try to live that way. I've always lived the peaceful quota from the 60s and 70s and with all my peace signs and everything, but positivity needs to go with it.
Okay, so let's name it a little further here, Catherine. Where's somewhere in your life that you've been negative that now you're going to be positive?
Negative. Just with my health and my family, I'm going to be more positive towards them and loving towards them and be more loving towards myself and take better care of myself.
Anyone in particular in your family that you would like to be more positive to?
My husband.
If he was listening right now, what would you say to your husband?
That I love him and I'm grateful for him to stay with me all these years. We've been married 36 years.
How beautiful is that, Catherine?
It's great. It's great. I have a lot to live for.
Okay, well, are you going to tell him that today when you see him face to face?
I've already told him that, and I'll tell him again.
That's beautiful. Well, Catherine,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much for sharing. That's awesome. Thanks,
okay.
Catherine.
Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you. That's Catherine calling in. I really enjoyed that. 312-981-7200.
Now, that's some positivity.
That is some positivity and some vulnerability.
And sometimes you have to. It's like what you said earlier. Don't be afraid to try something.
Right. And to tell somebody, hey, you know, I just want to let you know how much you mean to me, how much I love you, how much I value you. That's scary stuff right there.
And often in relationships, that's taken for granted, especially when you get up to, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years together.
And people need to hear it, right?
Yep.
That stuff never gets old.
No.
Right, Roger?
Yep.
312-981-7200. Get to more of on the top 21. The old 21 list, make your life better. Let's get Ray in here. 312-981-7200. How are we going to make our life better in 2017? What are we going to do different? What's up, Ray?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I can't sit down and read the book, but what I have to say, you know, you guys do a great job with the news and all that, but you can't get the full story in the 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down every day with all three papers, the Trib, the Sun-Times, Wall Street Journal.
Okay.
And just wrap my head around, you know, the whole story. They have a full understanding of it. And you just can't get that on Twitter and TV and everything else. And I'm one of the old-fashioned guys. I just have a flip phone and I got a computer. But, you know, I have addictive nature, so I don't have a computer at home, just at work. Because I'll be sitting at it and I'll be looking at it at the more advanced phones all the time, like I see my friends do all the time. You go out for dinner and everybody's looking at their phone every 5 minutes while you're trying to have a conversation. And one more thing, there was a president of Notre Dame. Once you make a decision, don't look back.
I like that, Ray. Hold on a second here. What do you do? What's your occupation?
I manage my real estate. I have apartment buildings and shopping centers.
Nice.
For 40 years.
So you actually have the time, even though there's a ton of work on your plate, but you do have some flexibility in your day where you can read the newspaper.
Oh, but no, I make it, you know, I get up like now, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, where I have I make the opportunity before, you know, people start contacting me and wanting to make decisions and all that. And, you know, not to be distracted by rush hour traffic and all that. And, you know, so just go in the office, turn on the radio. You guys are in the background as I'm going through the newspapers and have some breakfast and then, you know, prepare for the day. But then fortunately, you know, I'm home by 12 noon. So.
No, wait, hold on a second here. I want to understand your life a little bit better here, Ray, because you're motivating me. Are you up for your day right now?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be running around. I'll resist the temptation to go to the office to look at the computer. Like I say, you know, I'll be addicted to it. You know, there was one time I was working 90 hours a week between three jobs. And then the biggest thing is when you stop doing that, you feel guilty that you're not doing it.
You were working 90 hours a week between three jobs?
Yeah, I was a I worked at a funeral home. I was a funeral director and bomber. I had a lounge in the old Market Park area, and then my brother and I, that's when we started in real estate with a two flat and worked our way up from there.
Wow.
Didn't go to high school. I hated school because we were poor. My mom was a janitor, a midnight secretary, raising four kids on her own. And, you know, being poor was very a great motivation.
So listen, I hear that. It's like,
you know, and you know, you appreciate it more because I have nieces and nephews, and when they were small, they were given things and they didn't take care of them. But, you know, once they start earning some money and buying their own things on their own, you know, it was more, they appreciated it more.
So,
you know, you appreciate it more when you do it for yourself. You really do.
I hear you, man. Now, would you say that you learned your work ethic from your mom?
Oh, yeah, because they said, well, what do your parents say? I said, you know, it wasn't what they said, it was by what they did. Their actions spoke for themselves. And, you know, I can't emphasize that more. You know, you can lecture all you want, and, you know, it's just words. But until you put those words into actions and see somebody doing it, that's the greatest motivation.
That's awesome. I love that. I love what you're doing here, Ray. So hold on. Before you go, I want to just get a little bit, one more piece of juice here. You get up on a normal Ray day at what time?
Usually about 2 o'clock.
And you went to bed at what time?
I lay down. I love to lay down when it goes dark, so like 6 o'clock. But then I got up at 10 o'clock and listened to Steve and Johnny, and in the neighborhood out here, they were shooting off fireworks and all that. So like 12:30, 1 o'clock, I lay down again. But then I got restless, so I'm out in Romeoville checking out one of my shopping centers and making sure everything's okay. And then, you know, I'll go back lay down again.
You're a beauty, Ray. You're an absolute beauty. Appreciate you. Congratulations.
Hey, Mark, I don't wish anybody any ill will at WGN, but I hope one of these days you get a regular slot.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate you, Ray.
I appreciate you, too. Take care.
Happy New Year.
You, too. Bye-bye.
312-981-7200. I love that. Dude's working 90 hours a week.
Amazing.
Came from nothing. Mom's a janitor, overnight secretary. Didn't have to be told anything, just saw the work ethic. And then what a self-made man. I forget everything he just did there. Real estate. What else was he doing?
Funeral.
Yeah, he's a funeral home director. Hey, man. Those are the stories that you can feel that in your heart, right?
Yeah.
Good job, Ray. Love you, Ray. You didn't even have to say that I could deserve my own slot. I loved you even before that. Love you a little bit more after that. But
right.
All right. Let's get in our 2:30 half-hour break. Roger will hit his news remotely on time at 3. 720 WGN.
2016.
Score! 720 WGN. I'm Mark Carmen with you till 5 a.m. This is the Dave Plyer Show. Happy New Year to Dave Plyer. Dave Plyer. Let me give a moment to Dave Plyer, who normally sits in this seat.
Another hardworking man.
What does Dave do?
He's got his own business.
Doing what?
He does signage, marketing for companies.
Okay.
It's more than signage. I'm kind of condensing it down. A lot of in-store point-of-sale stuff, a lot of outside visual marketing. For different companies and organizations, travels a lot.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sure Dave's very successful at whatever he does. Dave was filling in this week doing the opening bell for Steve Krasanich.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he did Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I did Thursday.
I heard you Thursday.
And thank you, Roger. I hope it was all right. And Friday was Matt Bubala.
Right.
I don't think I'm sending my Thursday opening bell to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, but we survived. Regardless, Dave Plyer comes up to me as I'm doing sports this week. Hey, man, I know you're doing the opening bell on Thursday. Do you know what you're doing? Not exactly, Dave. You got any advice? Well, I've created a shell of a show for you, and let me email that to you, and I'll talk you through it. And it's really not too difficult, but let me get this shell to you. It'll make your life easier. Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate that. I mean, who does that type of stuff, honestly?
Well, he does.
That is above and over the top, and what a good human being in trying to, you know, help me out for... He doesn't have to do that at all.
I know. But that's the kind of guy he is.
Right. I mean, that's not, in general, how the radio world works. What are you doing on your show? What's your topic? What are you going to say? Yeah. I can't tell you that. Got to keep it to myself, you know? But this guy goes, he creates a shell and he tries to help me be better. Thank you, Dave Plyer. That's awesome. I hope that comes back to you in spades. I appreciate you. All right, on that note, Happy New Year. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news at 3 o'clock. Here's a guy who also likes to help people out, Roger Badish. WGN. Tom's coming up with some rando songs. We got a Born in the USA out of nowhere. Get patriotic here. Good morning, 309. Happy, happy new year. 2017 is here. You made it. You're going to have the best year of your life. Let's set that vision right now, right here. Got an hour and 50 minutes more to build this thing.
And then we're going to get a running start.
Yeah, and then we're going to run into the new year with some momentum, and we're going to keep it going. I like that Roger's not even giving the Bulls score, by the way.
I just said they lost.
I mean, just won't even give it. They're just, like, so pathetic.
I'm not even worried about it.
116-96, they lost to the Bucks.
Yeah. It was on the road.
No, it was at home. They outscored 36-20 in the fourth quarter. Which is not good. Yes, Tom.
By the Bucks. Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to make sure that we were talking about the NBA team from Milwaukee. Just beat the Bulls.
In what way does that bother you? Are you a Bucks fan?
No.
Oh, okay.
It bothers me that I have to hear that the Bucks defeated the Bulls.
Joey Gelman is still here. Gelman, go up to the microphone. Sit down for a second.
Gelman never sleeps either.
What are you doing, Gelman? Hold on. Take your time. Put your headphones on. Joey Gelman's one of my heroes in 2016.
There you go. My heroes, Mark.
We met this year, did we not?
Yes,
or last year now? What are you doing here still, Joey?
Podcasting for Steve and Johnny.
So it's an hour after the show on New Year's Day / Eve, and you stuck around to podcast the show.
Absolutely.
You hear that, Badish?
I know. I trained him well.
He did. I learned everything I can from Roger.
Are you done with your podcasting?
Yes, I'm all done.
So it's all set up.
So not only does he stay, but he is so efficient and good that it only took him an hour. Because that was a four-hour show.
That it was. No, I want to get it done. People want to hear Steve and
That's
John.
Right.
So
would you stay an hour for me after a four-hour show?
Absolutely.
You would?
Absolutely.
Do you believe him, Tom?
I'm going to take the hint on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. The way he said people want to hear Steve and Johnny, it almost sounded like these guys are special.
People want to hear Mark Carmen too.
Oh, good. Thanks, Joey. Thank you for saying that. Do you have a resolution for 2017? By the way, it was great working with you all week with Pete McGurry in the morning.
It was a blast.
You did a great job.
I was watching 51st Dates today, and the whole big thing was a bunch of spam, and I kind of had scary flashbacks from our adventure from Friday
morning. We grilled up some spam, Roger. It was disgusting, but it was edible. I was shocked.
You actually did? Because I saw the cans up here.
Yeah, we had spam paninis down here. Andrea brought her panini maker. God.
And Andrea was like mowing spam like it was caviar or...
What?
She was very excited.
She was sitting there like holding these finger sandwiches like, this is good. It's really good. I'm like, I'm a little uncomfortable, damn. but I actually, it didn't taste terrible. I thought it would be the worst
Did
thing.
Did you have the regular or the turkey flavored?
We had everything.
Regular,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
But we cooked up the regular. We had a turkey can. I don't think we ever opened it. Did we open it?
No. They're still upstairs if you want to try them.
Okay.
Well, you can always open it like 10 years from now. It still tastes
the same. That's true. Like a Twinkie. Yeah.
It's so nasty. But it's up there for you, Badish.
Yeah,
right there with that Dominic's nasty pizza you used to bring in.
Hey, that was darn good pizza. You didn't turn it down.
Most times I turned it down.
Oh, no. You'd walk by and I'd say, oh, there's one piece missing.
I got to tell you, Badish used to bring in this nasty Dominic's pizza.
It wasn't nasty.
Oh, it was nasty. It was nasty. You loved it.
For you
loved it. It wasn't nasty to you. It was. I thought it was horrendous. But like the first time, I'm like, hey man, I brought in a couple pizzas. You want a pizza? I'm like, yeah, Roger. I'm like, where'd you get this?
Turn down free food.
Right. Where'd you get this? Dominic's. Dominic's?
It's good pizza.
I think that pizza actually killed that franchise.
Single-handedly.
The pizza ended. Dominic's was doing everything right until they went into pizza and then crushed the soup. Badish was the only one buying it. Hey, man, this pizza's $3 a pie. Come on in here.
Expensive. It wasn't expensive, and I wasn't the only one buying it. Sometimes I'd have to stand around and wait for it to get made because
come on,
they fresh had a out of lot of oven? People waiting to get fresh out of the oven.
Wow!
I would call ahead of time on the way in.
Oh my God!
And they would have it waiting for me. How many did I buy, Carmen? How many was I buying
I feel
every
like
Friday?
I don't know, two,
five.
You bought five Domino's pizza, Dominic's,
towards the end before they were closed. The last couple of years, because
oh my God.
All right, so one for security.
Holy cow.
To make sure that, you know, I get in and get a parking spot. and in case I forget my ID. Then, remember, we used to be down on the fourth floor, and Tribune editorial people, the reporters, are there. So the news department used to be there. So I couldn't leave them without any pizza. So I would bring two for them, and then I'd bring two up here. One pepperoni, one sausage.
How much did that run you for those five pies?
About maybe $30.
Was it $30?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
So
it was only on Friday was the special.
So okay.
Yeah.
What was the Friday special?
It was like a
the Roger Badish five pie $30 special.
You got that right.
That's unbelievable. Okay, hold on a second. But I want to let Joey go home and.
Joey's
the best
probably
Joey
going to do a show in about a couple hours.
When's your next working shift, Joey?
Monday Winter Classic.
Oh, okay.
So tomorrow I'm off, get some sleep, and then back here for Hockey Monday.
No, you're 23 years old.
That's what they tell me.
Fresh out of Illinois. You've been at WGN now for how long?
Almost a year.
Almost a year. And what's your goals? What are your New Year's resolutions for 2017? Do you have anything on? Does anything come to mind?
I would say it's probably keeping in touch with more people, whether it's family or friends. I think that's a really big one.
Okay.
Like, especially at school, you know, you're surrounded by everyone. You don't have to make as big of an effort. And now when you're out in the real world, you kind of have to make sure you keep in touch, whether it's with cousins you haven't seen in a while or good friends you haven't seen. I think that's important, something I can I'd like to work on.
More connection.
Yeah, absolutely.
Were you in a fraternity?
I was.
I bet you were.
Wait, what were you?
Me, U of I?
Yeah. What were you there?
AE Pi.
Oh, okay. I got asked to join AE Pi, and then I told them I wasn't Jewish, and they were just like, oh, okay.
Isn't, like, Sammy the cool one in the AE Pi is for the bookworms?
I don't think so, but you could go that way. You think I'm a little bookworm?
I'm just playing. They're all the same.
Fraternity, Carm?
No, nobody. Are you kidding? You think somebody would take me in a fraternity?
Of course.
I went to the University of Iowa, right?
All right.
Now, I transferred there from the University of Hartford after I had a less than stellar academic career as a Highland Park High School student. So I had to have a little detour. I figured I'd go out east. I basically went out east because I thought there was too many drugs at Southern Illinois. It scared me.
That
was
great school. SIU.
Yeah.
Spookies.
I was a little afraid of the marijuana culture down there. No disrespect to that culture, which is a culture that I did learn to appreciate in my college years eventually. but at 18, I wasn't ready for that culture. Or at 17. So I went out to Hartford mainly because I was afraid that, like, Southern just felt not right for me, and I also figured I would follow Michael Jordan on the East Coast. So I got to see him play in Madison Square Garden, old school Boston Garden, the Spectrum in Philly. Where else did I go? I think that's it.
You followed him around. Good.
It was awesome. It was a good year out east. I had a good time for the most part. I was also amazed. Like, I get out to the University of Hartford, right? Now, I graduated, again, with a less than stellar GPA. I get out there, and I'm on a floor of people like, yeah, I'm in the College of Basic Studies, which wasn't in the – not me. Like, I was in the regular school, right?
Oh, okay.
So all these – I'm like, you're in Basic Studies? Hold on a second. Like, I just graduated HPHS with a 1.5. Like, I was that bad.
Wow.
Right? I'm like – What have you guys been doing with your life? And how do you not know this stuff? And then I'm taking my first math class, and it's like, this is freshman algebra. I'm going to get an A. I mean, I'm like, okay, well, I can focus on my intramural basketball career here.
What should be doing?
Missed the team by that much, huh?
This can't be real. And then I was in the, you know, rec gym there or whatever. I walked in to see the Hartford Hawks play basketball. Big basketball guy. Probably people might know that if they've ever listened to me on the air before, but I love hoops. I walk in, you know, maybe 500 people in the gym. I see this 6'10 dude drive the baseline and dunk with two hands over some whoever, and I'm like, who in the world is that? And so it was Vin Baker, who ended up playing in the NBA, was drafted in the lottery by the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm like,
he was at your school?
He was at my school. I didn't know who he was, but I like watched one play. I'm like, who in the world is that guy?
Wow.
He looks legit.
And why is he here?
And why is he here? But then 2 weeks later, like University of Harvard, they played UConn, and he had like 40 against UConn. I'm like, okay, this guy is going to play in the league. I didn't realize he was going to be a lottery pick. But anyway, that all turned out. But the point here, Joey, is that I got to Iowa, and I think there's one Jewish fraternity at Iowa, I want to say. I think it's Sammy. And I didn't know what I was going to do as far as, you know, my social life here. I'm coming in as a sophomore, and you feel like you're a little bit behind at a new school. At least that's how I felt. So I was checking everything out. I go to meet these guys. The biggest collection of nerds on the planet. I mean, couldn't make a layup to save their life. You know, the whole thing. And they rejected me.
What? No part of charm.
Yeah, they wanted nut. Like, I went over, I met them, whatnot. And then, like, the next day in the union, I see one of them, and he just kind of, like, walked by me. Like, you know, that's what they do when they don't want you around. You know this, Joey.
Of course.
So I have judgment on fraternities because I was shunned. And then I'm looking, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're rejecting you? You don't want at the Carm in your fraternity? Okay. That's just clearly not the way I'm going to go here at the University of Iowa. But, like, Illinois is more of a fraternity school, so you kind of...
Oh, yeah.
And I was not, which is one of the reasons why
Southern
I love Iowa.
Was a good fraternity school.
Which one?
Southern.
Okay.
SIU.
Where'd you go, Roger?
What school or what fraternity?
What school?
SIU Carbondale.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I should have
figured that out by now because you keep on screaming for Southern.
I went into a fraternity my last year. It's because I had nothing else to do, and I said, oh, what the heck, I'd join a fraternity. And I would have a late-night shift at the radio station, and I'd go to the local Denny's afterwards, and all these guys from the fraternity were there all the time, you know, studying and whatever. And I got to know them, and I joined the fraternity for my last year in school, Phi Sigma Kappa.
For your last year?
My last
year.
Well,
yeah.
See, that's bad. It's a never say die attitude. It's not too late to join.
Yeah.
And that's one thing Southern did have that which interested me was the broadcasting thing. But
great
I wasn't
great broadcasting school.
Right.
Top five in the nation.
That can't be true.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, fine.
Seriously.
Joe, you want to take a call with me before you go?
Sure.
This one's interesting. Matt, Uber driver with a passenger. I feel like there's great potential here. Matt, welcome to WGN. Are you driving right now?
Yes, sir, I am, but you are on a Bluetooth, Mr. Mark Harmon.
Matt, do I know you?
I'm the guy, we were talking a couple days ago, I'm the one who Violetta's dad tried to set up on a date.
Oh, you're the guy that Violetta's dad tried to set up on a date.
Yeah.
Matt, you didn't, okay, and that never happened?
No.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Who's in your car right now?
I have Alexander, Carlin, and
Vanessa,
and they just wanted to, Carlin's from America, but Vanessa wanted to say Happy New Year in Portuguese, and Alexander wanted to say Happy New Year in German to you.
Okay.
Wow.
Who's going first?
Let's go with Vanessa.
All right, Vanessa.
All right. Feliz Ano Novo.
Thank you, Vanessa. Back at you. Alexander? Thank you, Alexander. What are your goals for 2017? Vanessa, go first.
A lot of happiness.
How are you going to get that, Vanessa?
By being around lovely people.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I tried to make my fiancé happy. That's the 2017 resolution.
Is Vanessa your fiancé, Alexander?
A good guess.
how are you doing so far, Alexander? I think that sounds like you're off to a roaring
so
start.
Far, the first 3 hours of the year were all right.
Okay.
Let's see what the next hours will bring.
Okay. Well, this sounds like it's prime time right now for you, Alexander. This is where you get to do.
I try my best, but thanks.
Okay, you're going
to
wait until you get out of that.
WGN.
You're not going to let them have fun in the Uber, are you, Matt? You're actually going to get them to their destination before they celebrate the new year in style?
Not in this car, no.
There you go.
Not
happening. You got standards, Matt.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for calling,
Happy
Matt.
New Year. Happy New Year, guys. Bye-bye.
Stay on the Violetta family. They'll get that date will happen. All right. 312-981-7200. How are we going to make 2017 the best year ever? Okay, Joey, that's your final question going out here. How are you going to make 2017 your best year ever? You already talked about connection. You want to do that.
Yeah.
Give me one more. How's it going to be the best year ever for you? What are you going
to
do?
I think it's just executing those goals. Every year I don't do it. Or it's like the same thing when they say, oh, go to the gym, and then you don't go. It's you got to really... get that motivation and go.
Do you want to have accountability schedule? You want to set up once a month?
Yeah, I'm good with routine. Okay. That would be helpful.
Every, what do you want to do? The 15th, the 21st, the 28th? What do you want to do?
15th.
The 15th. We'll first check in on January 15th.
Okay, good.
I'm writing this down. And what am I checking in with you on? Whether or not you're calling people?
Yes.
Okay.
And I made a connection.
Who have you called?
Yes.
I'm literally going to put this in my calendar.
Sure.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay. You holding me to anything?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I got to think about it.
I mean, I got to come up with it for myself. I'll have for you on the 15th what I want you to hold account. That's my thing.
Good.
On the January 15th, when we have our connection call, I'll tell you what I want you to hold me accountable for.
Deal.
All right. And we'll have Logicons, which with financial payments. I need money to come out of my pocket. That makes me do things. Are you
okay,
good with that?
Yes.
What perfect. Makes you do things?
What makes me do things? Well, money does help, but I don't know. I don't know what else there would be that would... I mean, I hope there's other things that can motivate you, but... Money's a good one.
Okay, money works. All right, Joey, hey, for real, it was great to meet you this year.
It was absolutely fantastic to meet you.
It's been a pleasure, and I look forward to great things for you in 2017. Don't let me down. I expect you to be running the station by 2020.
Sounds good to me.
All right, Joey Gelman is doing great work around the station. Let's do a quick timeout, get you ready for your 3:30 news, 312-981-7200. What did you accomplish in 2016? What are you going to accomplish in 2017? Let's name it. It is 3:25. Tom, time for a quick timeout on 720 WGN. What is this? Now we're in a whole nother land.
I mean, you know Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, I do. I'm cool like that, Tom, don't
yeah.
you? Parliament Funkadelic. Hey, Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017. It's 3:39 in the morning. I hope you're making a plan for 2017. I'm gonna spend a good part of my day sitting down with the old self. We're going to map some stuff out, baby. That's where I'm going. Hope you're doing the same. How are you going to make 2017 the best year of your life? That might sound daunting. That might sound over the top. But that is what we all should be shooting for. Let's go for it all. 21 things to make your life better. 312-981-7200 if you have your own recommendations. I said I was going to read these 21 things about an hour ago. I'm on number three. All right, number three, leave your Sundays wide open so that you can end the weekend doing exactly what you want to do. Now, some of us work on Sundays. That would be me. But if you do have that Monday to Friday job, I like that vision where Sunday is a rejuvenation / refocusing / my day. It's for me. So you can get done whatever you want to get done, and then you go into the week and you're fresh and you're ready as best you can. I know people have very busy lives, but I like that vision. Sunday's for you. Number four, teach yourself how to mix your favorite cocktail. This is,
So what's that cocktail for you? What's your favorite cocktail?
What's my favorite cocktail? I'm pretty basic. I mean, if I'm going to have like an actual cocktail, I'd probably have an old fashioned. That'd be the biggest thing I would go for.
It's a good idea.
Little whiskey, little sweet, little something, little spin around. But normally I'm a glass of wine, a very basic lager, a pilsner. I'm good. The whole fruity cocktail $15 look, it's not my game. I'm not a Roger Badish type. I don't walk in and order the
Did you catch his face?
Yeah. He just like leaped up out of his seat. Roger's having his dinner right now.
I don't do cocktails. I don't drink.
No drinking for Bash. I knew that.
He's got Dominic's pizza.
I'll have a nice Pellegrino with a little lemon juice in it.
How about this one? Commit to silencing your phone more often so that you can enjoy uninterrupted me time. Great plan, right? Always in the phone, always in the phone. What's going on? 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 Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Who's calling me? Who's texting me? Who's doing what? Avoiding yourself. Not at all grounded. We've talked about this a lot. But we haven't exactly put in the plan. No phony turned on. Turn off phone. Get away from phone. Go do something else. Let's see. Seth Marks was supposed to come in right now. Or was supposed to come in tonight. Texting me right now as I say, get away from your phone. I regretfully drank way too much Kettle One to properly converse at the level needed. Happy New Year. I'm listening from my bed, 7 sheets into the wind. XO.
That counts. That counts.
So, listen, when I ask you to come in on a New Year's Eve, I know I'm asking a lot. Mm-hmm. Man's got a wife. Man's got kids. Respect to, he was more dedicated to his family and having a good New Year's Eve. No problem, pal. I see you. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you didn't come in here not ready to perform. I should have figured out that you weren't going to come in, but I kind of did. I kind of did.
You got to have hope.
Yeah. So anyway, no biggie, Teddy, if you're listening. Next one up on the list to make your 2017 better. Actually take your lunch breaks. Very important. Think about this. Most of you who work 9 to 5, and I do as well, we feel so competitive, there's a word, that you can't even go out to lunch. You got to be there at your desk, got to be working, you got to show upper management that you're that committed. It's good to take a little break, man. Get on out of the office, give yourself a moment, rejuvenate for the back half of the day. Have your lunch, have your moment, do your thing, and then you walk back in, and you're ready for the second half. It's like halftime. NBA players, college players, hockey players, whoever you want to pick up, they take a little halftime. Take a moment, they breathe. Look at that as your lunch break. Do you have a regular job there, Tom?
I've got two other regular-ish jobs.
What are your two other regular-ish jobs?
I work in promotions for another company, and I also work at a movie theater.
Really? What theater?
The New 400 Theater in Rogers Park.
The new, do you enjoy that gig? What can you, how's the popcorn over there?
It is fantastic.
Is it really?
Yeah, I mean, they, first day of training, they take me up to the popcorn machine, and they're like, here's the thing. You don't have to put butter on it if they don't want it. It's not pre-buttered.
Okay.
Nothing. But if they ask for butter, so help you God, you better put half in, butter it, put the other half, half of the popcorn.
That's key.
And butter. I know. And people say we do it for them, and they're like, I can't believe I never asked for this before. So now every time people come up to us, they're like, yeah, make sure to get that butter in the middle. Got to have the butter in the middle. Yeah.
So now why are you working at the movie theater? Why did you make that choice?
Well, one is right around the corner from my house. That's convenient. But I love movies. And, it's regular, Being here at WGN is fantastic, but only when there's got to be an opening.
Right.
There's got to be an opening for me to come in. So if there's no opening, then I'm serving up popcorn, smiles. We got a full bar, too.
That's awesome.
Everybody loves it.
So hold on a second here. You're a big movie guy.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
Top 5 movies that are out right now that you're recommending. Do you have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say Moonlight.
Okay.
La La Land.
Okay.
Star Wars Rogue One.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, now you're hurting me. Fences.
Okay.
What is that, 4?
Yep.
And then a movie called Naruda.
Naruda?
Yeah.
You tell me that Manchester by the Sea doesn't make your list?
I haven't even seen it yet.
You haven't
seen
it?
That's on the list. Yeah, my girlfriend saw it over, she's still in the school, so she saw it over her Christmas break. She said it was fantastic. She was like crying in the seats and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I was solo Manchester by the Sea. afternoon, 2 o'clocker, full just weep body cry. I mean, we talked about this, so I ad nauseum, so I don't want to do it again here. But sure. But I love a good sad movie. We did this the last time I was in here with Badish. Manchester by the Sea's got to be on your list. Neruda, huh?
Yeah, it's about the Chilean poet.
The Chilean poet?
Yeah, Pablo Neruda.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's post World War II. He was a prominent communist in Chile, and the government didn't like that. So they said it's kind of a manhunt movie, but it's not super intense. But it's really good. They're showing it over at the Music Box right now.
Okay, I'm in. I hear the
go for it.
I'm not a huge Star Wars guy. Loved it as a kid, but like the whole thing that's going on. But everyone says Rogue One's amazing.
Yeah, it's entertaining at the very least. Like, you don't have to love Star Wars. There's stuff in there for the big Star Wars fans, and that's great. But it's a fun movie to watch.
All right.
Lots of action.
Seth from his bed texting to take lunch breaks to find someone to flirt with at the office.
Oh, you got to have your office wife.
You do. You do. You got to have a little. There is a one potential female that's always fun to talk to at the old office.
Sure. Nothing serious.
Nothing serious. No, she's very much taken and all that. But, you know, yeah. you see a little bit of connection. Flirting is not.
It's not. Yeah, it's
I feel
not
uncomfortable
flirting.
Now.
It's not flirting. It's more just, just kind of playful talk to keep things light. You're not saying anything too serious.
Of course.
You just want another person to have a connection with who just happens to be a woman.
Right. Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
Sometimes you need that contact. Talking to Badish all day long is great, but sometimes you got to mix it up.
I'm sure he's a great office wife.
Absolutely. Okay, continuing on. Take your vacation days. This is a thing. We don't take our vacation days. We're too competitive. If you have created in your life 21 days, 30 days, 10 days, whatever it is, in 2017, you need to take all of them, every single damn one. You earn them. They are yours. They're not good. For most people, they don't carry over. Go on vacation. If it's a staycation, if you can afford to actually get away, use them. From the bottom of my part-time work, no vacation heart, take your vacation days. It's important. And for those who don't have them, take some time away anyway. You got to rejuvenate, man. Don't go straight ahead, full charge the entire way. It's not good for you. When you're in there, be in there. I'm all about 100% engagement when you're going. But you got to dial it off so you can be 100% engaged. Otherwise, you're just going to run yourself to the ground. So you're going to be a 50%, or you're going to be a 73%, or you're going to be a 42%. I want you 100%. Now, Seth's texting in that Manchester by the Sea is so overrated. What a terrible text. What a terribly incorrect text. Not overrated. Number 11. Stop doing a kind of exercise that you hate. That's actually very good advice. You know why? Because exercise is important. But you got to do something that you enjoy, so therefore you will do it more. So if you don't like to be on the treadmill, don't do the treadmill anymore. Maybe move over to an elliptical. You don't like the elliptical? Try a Stairmaster. You don't like the Stairmaster? Do a Zumba class. You don't like Zumba? Try the spin class. You don't like spin class? Maybe get a tennis racket out. There's got to be something that you enjoy that you want to keep on going back to. Got to get that fitness, man. So pick something that you like.
Well, now I can stop doing leg lifts every morning.
See? There you go. No. Well, moderation.
You got to do some stuff. There's some stuff that you have to do.
Right.
Just to be in good health. But
you don't have to do leg lifts.
No. There's another exercise that'll achieve the same goal.
Right.
I feel.
You know, so basically, you want to find some kind of movement that you love. Do a dance, a rock climb, a hula hoop, a martial arts, whatever. It doesn't matter. Get yourself going. A lot of options here. Go for a long walk. Get a brisk, fast walk. Hakeem Olajuwon, one of the greatest centers in the history of the NBA. You know what he did in his downtime? He'd go for a fast walk. That's how he would get his body moving. I mean, if the greatest, one of the top five centers of all time can do that, you can too. You don't have to be a great athlete to go for a fast walk. Eat breakfast is on the list for 2017. A staple.
Underrated. Breakfast is underrated.
You got you give yourself a little nourishment. We had a health person in this week. She likes an avocado on a toast with an egg and a spinach. The whole thing. Easy to do, right? Open up the avocado, little spread around the old toast, multi-grain toast, throw an egg in there, a little protein, and then give yourself some leaf. A little spinach on top. You don't need to do anything with it. Bam, you're off for your day.
Breakfast.
I like that move. A little breakfast. Throw some fruit in there too, by the way. And here's another one. Don't worry about eliminating foods. You want to have a cheeseburger? Have a nice tiny cheeseburger every now and then. But what you want to do is you want to add in some more nutrients. Throw in more vegetables. Throw in more fruit. Get in some more leafy. Get in some more grain. You don't have to get rid of anything. Honestly, you can have it all. Every single last bit of it. It's all moderation. But add in. Just make sure you have the healthy stuff.
I know too many people who think of getting healthy as taking things away. It's always you're giving up. You're taking away. Oh, I can't eat that. I like the idea is you're just adding more. Add the fruit to your diet. Add the leafy greens. Add what you got to do, and it'll push out all the nasty stuff.
312-981-7200. How do we make our lives better in 2017? 708 text in. Carm, I think you are bionic. Does that mean that I'm like
the bionic man or bionic woman, you know?
Let me get an actual definition of bionic. Google bionic. Should know what that means, I know.
A part machine or something.
Ah. Bionic. Merriam-Webster Dictionary. Of or relating to bionics. Still don't know what that means. Two, having normal biological capability or performance enhanced by or as if by electronic or electromechanical devices. I am not bionic. I took a great nap after the afternoon beat today. Phenomenal nap. It was a wild New Year's for me. 9 o'clock, went to bed, got up at 1, came in. Dedication, baby. Carm, can you do 2 to 5? Yes, I can. Yes, I can. I'd love to be there. I'd love to be with the WGN family on a New Year's. Thank you for seeing me. Let's see, 708. Oh, same person. Say that. Listen, look at the litany of texts if you're still with us, Set Marks. Manchester by the Sea was great.
Really struck a chord with that one.
Happy New Year from the 773. Did anybody say that your voice sounds like Ross from Friends?
Really? No.
You don't think so, Raj?
You got a little more raspiness to yours.
He's a little more. He's slightly more successful than me. Perhaps
he is from Chicago. The actor.
Yeah.
And Manchester by the Sea. Wife loved it, but very deep.
Yeah, it's deep and it's dark and it's real and it's there. It's in your face. But, you know, real life happens sometimes. They try to bring it to you. I won't give anything away, but when she apologizes to him in that movie, that was when I lost it.
Oh, God.
Do you see, you didn't?
No. But I'm just thinking of all I keep hearing is tears, emotions, dark in your face, and I'm just preparing myself mentally to see it now.
When she apologizes to him, It's real. All right, quick timeout. 4 o'clock news dead ahead. 720 WGN. The hate Manchester by the Sea crowd is coming into Manchester by the Sea. Waste of time. Sorry, guys. Don't be sorry. You're entitled to your opinion. 312-981-7200. Happy New Year to you. I'm Mark Carmen with you for one more hour. Don Lemon of CNN apparently was legit drunk on the air tonight, just doing shocks and getting piercings and other things. We're going to play that after 4 o'clock. Professional people not being professional on New Year's. That's cool. I got no problem with that. Tom, you've been listening to this?
Yeah, I've been listening to a little bit of his rant here, and it gets... I mean, he's just, I wish you could see it. He's just clearly hammered. Tie is off. Shirt is open. That blazer's
shirt
coming
all
off.
All the way open?
Not completely open. It's,
are we seeing belly buttons? What are we seeing?
No, you're seeing the chest.
A little chest action?
It's the most of Don Lemon's chest I've ever seen.
Wow.
I can say that for certain.
Aggressive chest move. All right, that tone means it's 4 o'clock. Drunk man, newsman, CNN man, coming up right after 4. Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago, WGNRadio.com at 4 a.m. That's right, baby. 406, good morning. Let the world know, let it show, whatever the words are here. New day, new life, new year. Let's dive into 2017. Let's open up the eyes. Let's open up the expectations. Let's set goals. Let's all do it together here. 312-981-7200. Phone line, text line. You want to jump on in with... Actually, I got a couple things. Number one, what are you going to do? And number two, if you've already broken your New Year's resolutions 4 hours in, I want to hear about it. You can name that too. Because I just walked out of the studio, like one of my resolutions is less sugar. Steve and Johnny were here. I walked into the green room. Yeah, I just crushed that brownie. It's okay. I'm not
was
like...
Was it a gluten-free one?
I don't know. Probably not, no. Certainly not the point. I looked at it. It was just a little small square. But is this a breaking of a resolution already? So if you've already broken a resolution, I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. We're 4 hours and 7 minutes in. You got to hold. Let's just try. You try to hold it as long as you can, man. And by the way, you're gonna slip up. You're gonna drop it, but then you just get back up, baby, and you reorient to where you're going.
That's why I don't do resolutions.
I'm a pro resolution guy, but I hear you, Raj. Right.
I mean, the things I plan on doing, but the things I've always planned on doing every day, no matter what year.
Fair enough. Fair enough. 312, Carmen, you're a workhorse. Thank you, brother. By the way, I'm liking Mr. Hush. There you go, Tom.
I appreciate that.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
His voice and eloquence remind me of the other super new kid in town, Joseph Gelman.
Oh.
You're in competition now with Gelman officially. It's Hush versus Gelman. Who's going to rise quicker? Don't get nervous. How about you command him? I don't command anybody, sir. how about you ask him? How about that? How about you nicely ask him to play There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World Tonight by Herman's Hermits as a fitting welcome nod to him? You already went old school with Stevie Wonder Superstition. Can we get a Kind of Hush?
Yeah.
We can, really?
Yeah, and the funny thing is that this is not the first time someone has pointed this out to me, as many people probably can figure out. When I was probably like 11 years old, 12 years old, sitting in middle school, my teacher was gone, had a substitute, and he's doing roll call, all that kind of stuff, and he gets to my name. It's Tom Hush here. He's like, Hush, Hush, have you ever heard of a band called Herman's Hermits? And I'm, no. Well, there's this song, There's a Kind of Hush. And he sang it in its entirety to the entire class.
Really?
In front of me. And I just sat there and took it. So this song has been part of my life for a while.
There's another song, and I forgot the artist, but it's kind of a rockier.
Is it Deep Purple?
Yeah, Deep Purple. Hush, Hush. Hush.
Yeah. Here, let's
play them both. Let's get right. Herman's Hermits going.
All right, here we go.
3, 2, and 1.
There we go.
Oh.
Love this song. I think I was in high school. There's a
kind of hush. Yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah. Tonight, I'm feeling it. All over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You tell me the teacher was going lovers in love, you know, in class?
Yeah. Dude was like 70 years old. And I appreciated it. I felt really special.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like Herman's Hermits, little Kind of Hush All Over the World. Well, bottom line, they're liking you. What's the other?
Deep Purple.
That other one's gonna be Deep Purple, mm-hmm. And I mean that's early Deep Purple. If you type in Deep Purple though into YouTube, the first thing that comes up is
Hush.
Is Hush? Yeah,
really.
But this is from their first album, I think. It's got a little bit of a long intro. Oh, there we go.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Everyone get ready to say na 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 na.
Yeah.
Such a good one. We got to let it roll. Good morning.
Here we go. Na, 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 na.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Rock it out, baby.
This is the career, the starting of a run to the top for Tom Hush, damn it.
Now, here we come with the lyric.
Yeah.
I gotta get a hush before we get out here. We gotta keep it rolling.
It's coming soon.
I see you, Deep Purple.
Oh, here we go.
Yes. Yes. She broke my heart, but I love it just seen her. Hush, hush. I thought I heard her calling my name. That's amazing. Alright, I'm gonna remember when you are. Where do you want to go in your career, Tom? Let's focus on you for a moment.
Oh wow.
Where do you want to go? What's the dream? Where do you go? Where'd you go to school again? I already forgot.
I went to Loyola University.
Oh yeah, Loyola.
Chicago.
Go ramble.
Yeah, ramble on.
Damn straight. Love the Ramblers.
Another great song, Ramble On.
Bingo.
So okay, you graduated Loyola with a what degree?
Degree in broadcast journalism.
Okay. Were you hosting shows there? What were you doing?
Yeah, I was a DJ at their station WLUW for all 4 years.
Wow.
And during that last year, I actually was the programming director.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Tom.
Most stressful year of my life.
Was it fun?
Yeah, it was amazing. Wouldn't have it any other way. Great group of people, great station, a lot of fun stuff happening over there. And I'll be honest with you, I thought WGN was later down the road for me. And yet, here I am.
There you are. You jump right in, man.
Yeah, 2016 was a weird year.
So, okay. But you're an on-air guy.
What was that?
I feel like you're an on-air guy.
Yeah, I guess so. I like being on-air, but I also like doing the behind-the-scenes
stuff. You like the PD stuff.
I like all of it, really.
Interesting.
I would do anything. I'd clean out the garbage cans in the studio if I could.
Okay. Well, hold on a second here. Let's I want to make a plan.
All right.
Because I was once 23 years old, Tom. And I didn't have a plan. I want you to have a plan.
All right.
You want? Will you leave the state?
I will leave the state.
Do you want? Is that exciting to you? Is that nauseating to you? Let's talk that through.
If it's leaving the state for another state, it's not. It's a little nauseating. If it's leaving the state to go to a different country, that I'm not nauseated by that at all.
You want to go world travel?
Yeah.
Like where?
Like, well, I've had the opportunity to travel and live in different places, so just anywhere I can get.
Where have you been?
Well, my father is from the UK.
Okay.
He's Scottish, so we lived in Scotland for a little while. I've been there numerous times.
Tom Hush, interesting character out of nowhere here. Okay, Dad was in Scotland. That's awesome. Go ahead.
Lived in Singapore for 2 years when I was growing up.
Singapore.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Never been to either of those places. You're cooler than me by like 17,000 miles by this point. Okay. Continue on.
And, you know, I've traveled a little bit around Europe, a little bit around Asia. I think the most interesting place I've ever been was Morocco.
Uh-huh.
That was a real change of perspective.
How so?
It was a weird place to be because it was such a mashup of different cultures. You know, you had people who were Christians, you had people who were Jews, and people who were Muslims, all living together in one country.
Yeah.
And
it was in the Middle East, or not even basically.
Yeah.
A little hop, skip, and a jump from wherever you're going. I guess people normally go to Morocco from Jordan, is that right?
Well, you get to Morocco by way of Spain. You go through the Strait of Gibraltar.
Right.
So you go there, and you get into Morocco, and it's like going to a different planet. It really, compared to, you know, growing up in Illinois, growing up in the suburbs of Chicago, I mean, it was like a total head trip. But it was beautiful, and the people were fantastic and kind, and you know, wanted you to feel welcome and really embraced you, brought you into the culture. And
that's cool.
I want more of that. I can't get enough.
So, well, you could. I mean, you're young. Little trip around the world might not necessarily be off the cards for you. You got money over there. Can you make this happen? You're working three jobs.
Yeah. That's true. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, WGN Human Resources.
Yeah, there you go. So, okay. Maybe you could run a station, Tom. I don't know. You ran one already.
That's honestly been on the list for a while.
Okay.
I've always wanted to be up there in charge. Let the on-air people do the on-air thing, and just watch from afar.
Okay. Pick who you want to be around and manage them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like picking a team.
Right.
You know, I want to be the coach because the coach is the one that brings it all together.
Well, you sent a great email, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
And, yes.
I'm pretty good at sending emails. That was one of the things I learned in college.
You don't mind if I read this on the air, do you?
No, by all means.
Hi, Mark. My name is Tom Hush, and I'll be producing the 2 to 5 a.m. show tonight. I wanted to touch base and see if there's anything you need from me prior to tonight's broadcast. Feel free to give me a call. You have your number with anything you need. Just it's a direct, easy, very introductory, professional email. And what I really liked about it is that you, and tonight's, you use the apostrophe on the S. Like, Badish, this is a pro.
Of course.
Right.
Got a college degree and everything.
I mean, that's a solid, direct, here I am, here's my email, what do you need,
yep.
Let's go. Yeah. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. I mean, there's no when it comes to producing, I just found that it's easier to just get it out, make it happen, and you're done.
Right.
There's no reason to mess around.
No, and then you called because I didn't respond to email, and then you texted because I didn't respond to the call. I was a very busy guy today. I was doing
the whole
thing. And then I just texted back, I'll see you at 2. We'll kill this thing.
And that was enough for me. I took that. That was the confirmation I needed.
Right. And so you're good.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's juxtapose how great that is to how horrible it would have been if I was your producer.
What would you have done?
One, you would never have heard from me until you walked in the door, and I'd be sitting there with my feet up, drinking coffee, and you'd say, Badish, what are we doing tonight? And I go, it's your show. I don't know.
That's not true, Roger.
Yes, it is.
Really?
No, probably not.
I was once a good producer, and then I wasn't.
Well, then you got a show.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to be on air, so yeah. I lost motivation producing. That's That's all true. We can call up Cap if you want to hear the whole story on that.
I believe you.
No, it was great for me to get in the door and get in the business and learn, but I definitely 100% wanted to be on. And so when you don't like doing something, at some point you're going to lose the motivation.
Yeah.
I mean,
sure.
I think that's normal. Mm-hmm. So but I did it for a long, long time. Long, long time. I mean, I was producing it in my 30s, which is, if you don't want to be a producer, that's way too late to be producing. Now, people love producing.
And they're very good at it.
And they're very good at it. And they're hugely important. Hugely important to have a good producer, my God. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, no problem.
So, okay, a couple things here. We're supposed to hear Don Lemon. So, Don Lemon, yeah. CNN. Don Lemon... I like Don Lemon. I think he does a nice job. But apparently Don Lemon tonight was enjoying his New Year's Eve. Don Lemon was drinking. Don Lemon was on television. Don Lemon took his shirt off. This is Don, or close to it.
Close to it.
Here's the audio that's making the rounds excessively on social media right now.
Okay, tell him what's going to happen. I'm going to get something.
So we've invited our new friend Chris over. And Chris clearly has much ink.
Is he getting a tattoo?
And the decision all night has been.
He's going to get a piercing.
Should it be a tattoo?
Oh, he's getting a piercing.
Or a piercing. I mean, what are you thinking? The people want to know what crazy, silly.
Let me ask. Kathy. I think Kathy. Anderson might hear me wrong.
Kathy,
what should I do?
Nipple.
Nothing.
Nipple.
Naturally, Kathy is going for the nipple ring.
I love you, Kathy.
You don't want to hear
I love you too, but we really don't need to see what's about.
This
to
is where the shirt's coming off.
No, I love you, Don. No. Keep it closed.
All right.
I love you more, Don.
So listen, since I promised, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Anderson. That was good.
Oh my God.
The decision is Chris.
I'm thinking ear. Or something more fun, but you're
thinking
cool.
Nothing.
Here's cool.
All right, let's do it. Hang on.
And you can't see this, but he is now taking a shot.
What do we have to do first? We have to be in a sterile place.
Can we please not give him shots, by the way?
And then everything's pre-sterilized, ready to go. So we're good.
Okay, I'm cutting you off after this one. Should I cut him off?
Is this going to hurt?
It's
not going to hurt me. You'll be fine.
This is seriously about to happen.
Don't,
Don't get blood on my
What are they about to pierce?
They're about to pierce his ear.
Yeah.
And there it goes.
It's like, what is going on?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm in pain.
How big of a piercing? Normal piercing?
It looks like a normal piercing. He's not getting gauges or nothing like that. Oh, jeez.
Oh, geez, what?
I mean, there he's got the piercing and...
I feel like I was squeezing your hand more than you were squeezing mine.
Incredible.
That's incredible. On live television, the dude's hammered. He's getting a piercing, and they allow that to, and they encourage it and allow it to go on. Baddish, if that ever happens to me, you stop that stuff right in its tracks.
I will do that, sir. I will throw myself into the fray and make sure that there is no piercing, period.
I mean, that's way over the top.
Yeah.
Way over the top. Would he have been willing, by judging by you watching that video, Tom, would he have gone nipple pierce?
I don't know.
Word on television, on radio?
I think that's an anatomical word.
Thank you.
No, it looked like he was ready. I mean, at one point when she told him to do it, he was taking off his shirt. The shirt was coming off full on, and they stopped him because they were like, we can't have Don Lemon shirtless on CNN.
You know, Don Lemon spent time here in Chicago, you know.
What did he do here?
TV News.
Really?
I think it was on Channel
5. Oh, he's on 5, wasn't
he?
Yeah, okay, that's right.
No piercings.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. Well, there you go. Don Lemon, CNN, worldwide. And he's got the old ear pierce. I mean, ear pierce, no big deal. I get it. But
to do it live,
You're a grown man. You're a grown ass man. What are you doing, dude? Alcohol. Mm-hmm. You got to cut it out. When I was, in my first year at the University of Iowa, which I mentioned earlier, my first real girlfriend, she's like, you should cut your hair. I'm like, okay, I will get rid of this mullet, whatever you say. I'm just my first real girlfriend. And then she's like, you should get an earring. Okay, I'm in. And I did.
There you go.
And I wore it for about, I mean, Michael Jordan had an earring. I thought, I didn't think it was like that. It's really not that crazy. But so I was wearing like Jerbo shorts that went down to below my knee. I had an earring, and then I had a new haircut. The only thing that was the hair was she was right about the hair. Everything else was perhaps not the best choice, but whatever.
It was a different time.
We were in love.
Yeah,
I was willing to do whatever. I thought I was stepping into a whole new land. All right, quick timeout. Rogers News at 4:30 coming up. Congratulations to Don Lemon and his new ear piercing. 720 WGN. I love Another One Bites the Dust. Takes me back to the childhood. What sporting event? 312-981-7200. I feel like giving something away. What sporting event would they play this in this city after this team would get a victory? As the fans were filing out, you got this every single time. And if you can pull up, I'll give you another clue. Pull up Eddie Money. Take Me Home Tonight. 312-981-7200. 437. Good morning. Tom's pulling up Eddie Money. Take Me Home Tonight.
Take me home tonight.
Give it to me. Makes me feel so good.
You guys are rocking all over the place.
We are. We're a little music heavy on the first overnight show of 2017. They would play this when they lost.
Oh, okay.
Which was a great tune, such a good, solid look. All right, 312-981-7200.
What are you giving away?
We'll give away a little Lou Malnati's.
There you go.
Little Lou Mal's. Mm-hmm. They would play Another one bites the dust when they won. And then they would play Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money, when they lost.
Which sports team?
Which sports team? Yeah. Let me get Mike from Bolingbrook on here. Mike, good morning. Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. Well, thank you for calling. How was your New Year's Eve?
Well, it was all right. Actually, I didn't really party that much because my resolution is trying to cut down on the party.
Well, there you go, Mike. You're already following your resolution. Congratulations. Can you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry. What was it?
Do you know the answer to my deep, dark trivia question?
Well, I think, didn't they play at Sox games?
Sox games is incorrect. Mike, give me a resolution for your 2017 other than partying less. You got anything else on the docket?
Well, actually, to eat better, stay healthy, and, by the way, I quit smoking cigarettes for 7 years, but I did happen to have one last couple days ago. But that is actually one of my biggest resolutions, is to never smoke again.
That'll work.
But that's pretty much about it, though. But yeah, I'm surprised I couldn't figure that one out, though. I'm a Cubs fan anyways, but I could have swore, I'm a diehard Cubs fan, but I could have swore I've had friends take me to Comiskey Park, the old Comiskey Park. And I just swear maybe you heard that song. Maybe they were just playing it, during inning switches, But, I'm sorry I didn't get that answer, though. Oh, that's a bummer.
Good effort, though, Mike. Appreciate you. 2017 is going to be your best year ever, brother.
All right. Thanks, man. Take care, okay?
You got it. Thank you. 312-981-7200. 720 WGN. Marcus, when did they play Another One Bites the Dust, Marcus?
I believe when the Chicago Cubs lost.
That would be incorrect. This is as after a victory for one.
I meant to say victory.
Yeah. Two, what do the Cubs play after a victory, Marcus?
Go Cubs, go.
Damn right they do. Damn right they do. Marcus, do you realize that the Cubs won the World Series in 2016?
You know what? I kind of forgot.
are you not a Cub fan, or did it already just wash over you?
It's been a very long New Year's night.
Oh. What'd you do, Marcus?
Work and then a lot of alcoholic beverages.
Where'd you work? What do you do?
I work at a hotel.
Oh, yeah?
I'm a manager at a hotel here in Chicago.
Which hotel?
It's a brand new one. It's the new Swiss Hotel.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
They got a good situation going on there? You're recommending a Swift Hotel? I love hotels.
Yeah, no. Swiss.
Swiss Hotel. Okay, my bad. Swiss Hotel.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, man. You want to come in and not spend a bunch of money, but have a great time and have great views of the river. That's where you want to go.
All right. Good effort, Marcus. Good job working. Good job drinking. Get home safe, man.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. Hope you're not driving. Do not drink and drive in 2017. 312-981-7200. Judy, when do they play Another One Bites the Dust when they win versus Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight when they lose? They don't do it anymore, but they used to. Judy.
Is it the Hawks?
It is not the Blackhawks, Judy.
Oh, okay, I am so sorry. I'm just getting up. I haven't had coffee yet,
so. You don't have to apologize, Judy. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2017.
I love WGN. You're my only station.
What are your plans for 2017, Judy? What are you going to do better this year from last year?
Well, I'm going to try and spend more on things I really need than just shopping for what I want.
Okay, I like that. Better use of your dollars. What do you really need in 2017?
Aside from world peace, and I can't buy that, I really need a bigger apartment this year, but...
Okay.
I don't know if that's in the cards, because my husband just retired, so... I'm just going to try and live more frugally.
Maybe you can make better space in your current apartment. That would fit into the motif of what you're going with.
True. Oh, okay, but WGN is with me this year, too. So.
All right.
That is one of my resolutions, to keep you on all the time. So.
Thank you, Judy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, Judy waking up, going for the Blackhawks. 312-981-7200. When do they play Take Me Home tonight on a loss? Another one bites the dust. Bump, bump, bump on a victory. Jim and Stager, what's up, man?
Good morning, Mark. Happy New Year, my friend. Yeah, the answer is the Detroit Lions, actually. And I remember that because it was Billy Sims who was the running back. And they did that song, the All the Eddie Money song, after the Bears defeated them on Thanksgiving Day in a comeback win. That's how I know those answers.
Okay, you're saying that in Detroit they play this stuff?
Yeah, they played Another One Bites the Dust. That's when it came out in 1980. Billy Sims was scoring touchdowns, and they were winning games, so Another One would bite the dust.
And they played Eddie Money, Take Me Home, when they lost? I don't know if this is all true, Jim. This is not the answer I'm looking for.
Billy Sims. That's how I remember the running back. That's how I remembered it.
All right, Jim. I love Billy Sims, but I don't think you're not spot on this one, Jimmy. But I love you, though. Happy New Year. Any resolutions for you, 2017?
Yeah, my wife and I to win the Powerball so we can both retire. What else?
You resolved to win the Powerball? I don't know if it works like that, Jim.
Hey, after some of the troubles we're all having in this state, in this country, the Powerball could pay off some bills, guys, and I think we need some bills paid. So, everybody, Happy New Year.
All right, Jim. Happy New Year to you. 312-981-7200. That's funny. I resolved to win the Powerball. I would say like a better resolution would be I resolved to gamble less on things with minimal odds. But, hey, you never know. Maybe it'll come in for you. Craig, welcome to WGN, Craig.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Craig. Happy New Year to you. When do they play Another One Bites the Dust or Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight when they lose? Used to back in the day.
They would play that at the end of the Chicago Bulls game.
And at what location would you hear that?
What location would I hear that?
Yes, would you hear it? You know, they play it.
Everybody's filing off.
Yes, at an old arena, perhaps that's not around anymore.
Like a madhouse on Madison.
Damn straight, Craig. Now I can give you the pizza. Just as long as you said that, I feel better.
Wait.
Did you go to Bulls games at the old stadium, Craig?
I was a little young. I went to a couple Blackhawks games, but they had to call DCFS.
Why'd they have to call DCFS?
Too much fighting in the stand.
Okay. But you weren't involved in that, Craig. You were too young. You weren't put the fists up. Okay.
I was an urchin.
How old are you, Craig?
47.
You're 47?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're older than me, man. You can remember a Chicago stadium. All right. Well,
Well,
congratulations and Happy New Year to you, my brother.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you are welcome. Hold on, Tom. We'll talk to you. Get a little Lou Malnati's. They would play back in the day, Roger. We would get there early. Good old Chicago Stadium. Call it 1986, 87, Jordan's third year. I was 13 years old. Papa Fred would take me down. We had seats in the mezzanine, section C, aisle 3, row H on the aisle, on the bend at old Chicago Stadium, the greatest place ever. And I would go down. We'd get there, like, say, you know, gates would open 6:30. We'd get there right around that time. I'd go down. Don't tell anyone. I'd sneak over the hockey boards. You know, back in the day, you could literally just leap over. Nobody was around. So I'd be on the floor, and then I'd wait for the Bulls to come out of the locker room. You know, they'd come up from underneath at the old Chicago Stadium. They'd come running out, and I would extend the hand and just try to get a high five from everybody. So if Mike touched my hand, MJ, I wouldn't wash the hand for like weeks. Not washing that hand. MJ touched it. And then after the game, they would play a little Another One Bites the Dust for a victory. Is this the same Ken Uber driver who was calling earlier still working? Ken, are you still working?
Yes, I am.
Where are you now?
I'm on the Kennedy. I'm going to quit for the night, or a morning, I should say.
Okay. How'd you do tonight, Ken?
It wasn't that great tonight.
Really?
Wasn't much of a surge and that much rush.
Really? Is that surprising?
Yeah. It was very surprising because this was my second year at it, so.
Yeah. How many days a week you drive, Ken?
Anywhere from 5 to 6 days a week.
Do you have another job? Is this all you do?
This is my full-time job.
Paying the bills?
Oh, I definitely am. Definitely am.
That's a good job by you, Ken.
Yeah.
What percentage of your rides do you have a conversation?
Oh, I'd say about 99% of them I have conversations with.
Do you start them up, or do they want to talk to you?
Most of the time, I start them up.
Yeah, I would think if you're at 99, you're doing it. So you like talking to people, yeah. Ken?
I do like talking to people.
Yeah. Is this?
I like to find out who they are, where they come from, what do they do. And once you get people talking about themselves, they just want to keep talking.
Yeah. So you're a good listener, huh?
Yes, sir.
Ken, is ever get scary in the Uber? Get some randos that you're not comfortable with?
I'm sorry?
Does it ever get scary? You get anybody in your car like, oh, my God, I can't wait to get this person out here. I don't know what they're capable of. Does that happen?
I've only had that happen once in the last 2 years, so.
And what'd you do?
I just bite my tongue really tight and drive as fast as I can and get him to the route and drop him off and get him out of my car.
Yeah. Good job, man. Well, so. I'm sorry you didn't make as much as you could have made tonight or wanted to make tonight, but you still added to the coffers, Ken.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Yes, I did. Hey, thank you. Have a great one, man.
Yeah,
happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Ken. 312.
Cubs 2017.
Back to back, baby.
Definitely.
Mark it down. Absolutely.
Good night. Good morning. Whatever.
Yep. Good night. Good morning. Whatever. Ken in the Uber. I kind of want to drive for Uber every now and then. You know, it'd be like my radio show during the week. I mean, I literally do a show to my windshield anyway. I'll get in my car in the morning. I'll just dial it up. 720 WGN, good morning to my windshield. We are talking about today, you know, just getting me in the flow. You know, that makes sense to you, doesn't it, Tom? Hang on a second. I got your pot down. Go ahead. My bad.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I do that all the time in the shower, you know.
Roger probably does the news in the shower.
No.
No?
No. Do you do a show in the shower?
Nope.
Do you sing?
I listen. I listen to GN.
Okay.
There you go.
Are you one of those old school guys that has a radio in the shower? Remember when that was a thing?
Yeah, there's one in the bathroom. I don't have it hanging in the shower stall, no.
Remember when that became a thing?
Oh yeah, the waterproof radios hanging in the shower stall. Yeah.
Right, with the Velcro. Yeah. I can never figure out how to get that thing to stay.
Which is why it's not a big deal anymore.
You know.
Like that's legit why that failed. Nobody could figure out how to get the thing to stay up on the shower wall.
Hook on it. So you hang it on the actual shower.
What was it called? Didn't it have a name?
It was a shower radio.
Shower radio. I mean, my grandma had one for a while, but she had it stuck to the stall with a caulking gun, you know, and just that thing was never coming off.
Grandma went large. Grandma was getting that done right next to my toilet.
That's Irish ingenuity right there.
Here's my radio. By the way, my guy Chuck Schnichter texting in or tweeting in on Twitter at Chuck and WI. I predict a big future for new producer Tom Hush.
You're kidding.
It's there, man.
Wow.
At Roger Badish, at Teacher RB, at The Carm. I predict a big future at WGN Radio for new producer Tom Hush.
Can you send that to me at some point? Take a picture of it. I got to get that framed.
I will take care of you, my brother. I have your email. 4:53. Let's take a quick timeout, get you ready for your 5 o'clock news. Good morning, 2017. Happy New Year, 720 WGN. 720 WGN, good morning, 4:55. One of my favorite things, sitting in for Dave Plyer on the Saturday overnight into Sunday, is right now, 4:55. Here is Walter Jacobson's perspective.
It's hard to believe, even to imagine, the story of Nathan Fields, a 62-year-old Chicago man who's been awarded $22 million from City Hall for being sentenced to death for a crime he did not commit, a case involving a judge taking a $10,000 bribe, and police and federal prosecutors conniving to convict an innocent man of murder. Nathan Fields was locked up for 20 years, 11 of them in a 5-by-7-foot cell on death row. 11 years on death row. How could that happen? It was a high-profile case in which the police and the prosecutors were so determined to notch onto their belts a conviction, they hid evidence and gave favors to gangbangers in exchange for false testimony against Nathan Fields. That's a bad but not uncommon tactic in our media and politically driven criminal justice system. Anything for a conviction. What is uncommon is the cost of it, millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money. In the never-ending yak-yak about reforming the system, how about making the millions of dollars being awarded the police and prosecutors' money? I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com.
Thank you, Walter. Appreciate you as always. 4:57, good morning. The pleasure has been mine sitting in tonight. Really enjoyed it. Wishing everybody an incredibly successful 2017 filled with connection, filled with prosperity, filled with going for things that you never, ever even thought possible. All the best of it as we enter into what on some level I think is a terrifying year at the start here. But like, I think the whole thing is control what you can control. Do your world. Be as good as you can in there. Be kind. Be empathetic. And be the best you can be, man. Hold yourself to a higher standard. And it is not easy. I get it. I have all of that in front of me as well. So we are all in this together, man. So I am rooting for you. Tom Hush, by the way, I want to thank you for producing tonight. You did a great job. It was good to meet you, man.
Yeah, good to meet you, too. Great night.
Look forward to working with you further. Tom's going to be a superstar in some way, shape, or form somewhere. Maybe here, maybe elsewhere, somewhere for sure.
We're all going to be working for him.
We're going to be working for Tom someday, yeah. Yes. Roger, always good to be with you, man. Happy New Year to you.
Always a pleasure. Excellent show. Happy New Year. All the best.
I haven't done this all night, but I'm going to do it now. Happy New Year. It's my one thing. That's the one time that I've acted sophomoric tonight. But I didn't go to a New Year's party. I took a nap to be ready to go. I felt like I had to get that out there. So Happy New Year.
That's great. Everybody's was doing that last night.
Yeah. Know? And then Steve and Johnny before me, they had a huge party in here.
Yeah.
It's a ton of fun. It was good to be able to hear those guys again coming in. So, a little programming reminder. I will be back today at 3 o'clock with Hamp, OB, and Kaz. The final Bears game of the year, final show. I've planned a lot of stuff around next year, so it won't necessarily be as much a Bears postgame show as looking forward to what hopefully 2017 will be for the Bears, and we'll see what those guys think of my ideas on how to on what to look for and what can be as the Bears try to put this is if they lose today, which everyone thinks they will. They'll finish the year with the least amount of wins that they've had since 1972.
Oof.
44 years. That's a long, long time. So we'll be back at 3 today. Happy New Year, everybody. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago.